Imagine Not As Much, coming up next right here on The Parker J. Cole Show. Welcome to the Parker J. Cole Show. I am your host, Parker J. I'm so excited that you are here to join me for another episode of the Parker J. Cole Show. I'm excited because we're going to be talking about something that most of us have had a resolution about every year, but toward the end of January, we fall back onto our resolutions. That's why a couple of weeks ago, we had that show about getting rid of your resolutions. And Melinda was so kind of saying, instead of having a resolution, why not seek God more in the goals that you have for yourself? And now I can't think of a better way to kind of put that together by seeking the Lord to help better your spiritual and physical health. And so we're going to be talking about that today with my guest co-hosts and contributors today, Nathan and Tammy Wissent. They are the author of the book, Imagine Not As Much. It's a 13-week guide and spiritual devotional to spiritual and better physical health. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. As always, thank you so much for your support of my newest release, The Groom for Altar. It's been on the bestsellers list for the entire month. That has never happened before. So guys, thank you so much for just being such a blessing to me, letting me know how much you enjoy the book. There's more coming out next month, and I'll tell you about that a little bit later. We want to thank our corporate sponsors, Christian Book Club, for their support, as well as Readio. Readio app is now available for download on the Google Play Store. So if you're looking for a place to upload your Christian or nonfiction book, go to readioapp.com and find out how you can upload your catalog. We also want to encourage you, if you want to learn how to build your readership, go to christianbookclub.net and see how they can help you. If you like this episode, why don't you go ahead and share it with your friends and family? And then if you like the information that you've received, go ahead and rate it on Apple Podcasts. We would love to hear what you thought about that. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking to my guest co-hosts and contributors today, Nathan and Tammy Wissent. You know you can call in at 646-668-8485, then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag PJC Show, with your questions or comments. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Conflict is expensive.
That's TWR President Lauren Libby.
And this is Get Hope.
Emotionally, financially, relationally, it diverts valuable energy essential to accomplishing just normal activities that we're involved in every day. A study of on-the-job issues ranked marriage and career conflicts as events that rob people of personal peace and productivity. You know, Jesus came to resolve the ultimate conflict between humans and God, and he's still resolving conflict today. A conflicted relationship that comes before God in prayer suddenly gives way to avenues of forgiveness and reconciliation. Got a big conflict in your life? Well, tell Jesus about it in detail, and you'll be surprised at what happens.
In today's chaotic world, isn't it good to know there's hope? And if you'd like more hope, Lauren Libby has resources available,
including a free 30-day devotional he'd be happy to send to you.
Get yours today at gethoperadio.com.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
We're back, and you're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show on WPJC 104.5. Again, so very glad you are here with me today. We are going to be highlighting the devotional and spiritual and physical guide to Imagine Not As Much. If you really want to get into a better view about health and exercise, this is a book for you. We want to thank our friends over at Ambassador International for their support. Like I told you guys many times before on this show, they have a wonderful catalog of authors. So if you want to know what type of books they have and that they're publishing over there, go to ambassador-international.com and you will find out what they are all about. I've been enjoying my smorgasbord of authors I received from Ambassador International, and I hope to continue as the Lord provides the ability to do that. Now, we all talk about losing weight. We all talk about how we want to get better at this thing. And if you're like me, you're overweight, and you kind of get to the point where you say, I just can't do it anymore. I'm not going to try to lose weight. I'm not going to try to better my health. You may not say these things verbally, but you think it, and you actually perform practices that mirror that thought or that resolution. And so we want to see, what would it be like to imagine not as much? What if I wasn't this big or this small, even, because I want to think about people who need to gain weight or think about that. But we want to make sure that, what if I were to get into an exercise program that would actually help me stay focused on losing weight? How can I possibly do that? I've done everything. I've done counting numbers. I've done calories. I've done this. I've done that. And it still doesn't work. And it's a very important thing for a lot of people, because the older you get, your body can't lose as much weight as you think. Or can it? See, Tammy and Nathan are going to help us really understand about losing weight and about spiritual health and physical health and that growth. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest co-hosts and contributors today, Nathan and Tammy Wissent. Nathan and Tammy, how are you doing today?
We are doing good. Thank you.
Great. Excited to be here.
It is wonderful to have you. I'm so excited to talk about this book. I know so many people struggle with weight loss and struggle with staying on a steady diet, but you also have a spiritual element in here that I think is so important to our listeners out there. So I'm really waiting to delve into that. And your story is intermixed with this book. So usually I ask my guests, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, but I can't really ask you to tell us about yourself in that regard, because it would tell us the whole book. So let's just go ahead and start off from, where were you several years ago that you said, you know what, I have to get it together? Where were you guys? And either you can start, doesn't matter.
Okay. It was in 2013, and it was during the early part of that year and into the summer, and I was overweight. I was getting tired all the time. At that time, I served as a pastor. And sometimes I would fall asleep visiting my shut-ins in the afternoon because I was so tired. And in fact, one of them said, would you like to go home and take a nap before you talk with me, Brother Nathan? And I said, well, that might help, but I don't need to. So I was getting out of breath tying my tennis shoes, and I had grandkids at the time, and they would ask me, Papaw, would you like to play? And I just didn't feel like it, so I would say no. So I'd got tired of that. I had tried diets for many, many years, and I would lose weight and then gain it all back and sometimes even more. So I decided to go on a journey just to discover what it would take for someone 50 years in age plus, which is myself, on how to lose weight. And so I did a lot of reading for 1 week on vacation, and I put into practice the principles that I learned and adapted it to my life. And in 26 weeks, I lost 30 pounds. I hit my target weight on November 4th, 2013, and I've never gained the weight back. So I learned not only how to lose weight, but also how to maintain the weight. And people started asking me, what did you do to lose weight? And flippantly, I would say, well, how much time have you got? And finally, my brother, Mitchell, he said, you need to write some of this stuff down because some people may be interested in how to lose weight. And so I wrote some stuff down and decided to share it. So we didn't come up with anything new. What we did is make it easy, relatively easy, I should say, to put into practice what we all know to do. One thing about us is that we are cheap and simple. So we wanted food that was inexpensive and not complicated, and wanted something that would fit with our lifestyle. So I lost weight, and then my wife began to lose weight. I'll let her tell her story.
I actually started in 2013 also, but it was much later in the year. It was in October. My dad had died in September of that same year. And in October, actually at my workplace, they had started talking about bringing Weight Watchers to work to have a meeting there. And I went to the first meeting, and I thought, I had heard of Weight Watchers, you know, all my life. Everybody's heard of Weight Watchers. And I knew people who had lost weight on Weight Watchers, and I thought it was my dad had been sick for a couple of years, and of course the last few days of his life was, you know, we were all together. I'm a huge stress eater. I mean, you know, you tend to react two ways to stress as far as eating. Either you overeat or you don't eat enough, and I'm an overeater when it comes to stress. And so I just come off this very stressful thing, and they were offering this at work, and I thought I wanted to lose weight. I didn't have that commitment that I needed to go see my dad before he died, and things had calmed down kind of that way. So I thought I would just start and see what happened. And to my surprise, I started to lose weight. And I did lose 50 pounds with them. And then I stopped Weight Watchers mainly because they stopped coming to work. And then I lost my remaining 10 pounds really just by counting my calories and continuing exercise, which is what we talk about at Imagine Not a Smudge. So that's my journey. Nathan, the whole time that we were married, you know, I gained weight as we were married, and he never, ever, ever complained about my weight. He never said, you need to lose weight, you need to get healthier. He was always very supportive of me and told me I was beautiful. And, you know, he was a very supportive husband. And so it wasn't anything that he did. It was just time. It was just time. And once I started losing weight, that was motivation for me to continue to lose weight until I was able to meet my goal.
So one thing you mentioned is that your motivations are both different, but they both come together. And I can imagine that both of them come together in this book, Imagine Not as Much, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. And when you say imagine not as much, the first thing I thought when I was looking at this, I was thinking, what would be what I would call my perfect self, I guess. But then I can't say that because there's really no such thing as perfect, because we're in an imperfect world, so it's not going to happen.
Right.
But how would I like to look at? And I even like to play on the term imagine not as much, because it's not like you're saying you have to be a size 6. If I was a size 6, you would run me to the hospital. You'd run me to the hospital.
Right.
Like, oh, my gosh, Parker, something's wrong, Parker. I would say something's wrong. Go right ahead.
We talk about that in the book, about you know, I don't want to be a size 0. I want to be just at a healthy weight. I just want to feel healthier. I know when I was overweight, I didn't realize how bad I felt. I would say within the first couple of weeks, and by the time you lose your first 5 pounds, especially, you realize how much better you feel after you just start eating healthier. It was kind of like that feeling, healthier feeling, is so much better than that icky feeling that you get when you've had a burger and fries. You know, when you've had a salad instead of a burger and fries, you just feel better after that. Or a whole day of eating, you know, maybe you started your day with donuts, and then at lunch you had the burger and fries, and then at supper you had a pepperoni pizza. You know, it just kind of spirals throughout the whole day. And at the end of the day, you feel like, oh, I ate too much. I don't feel very good. And now at the end of the day, you can go to bed and think, you know, that was a really good salad, which is surprising. But, yeah, it's just that it's finding that happy place. Like you said, do you have to be a size 6 to be happy? Will you be just as happy to just be a size 10 or a size 12 even? Just whatever's happiest for you. As women, as men, you know, they're going size 12. What's that? they don't really get that. But, you know, maybe their belt size. It's the belt buckle. It's that extra, you know, getting to punch a hole in their belt button. Their belt, to make it tighter, is a strong motivation for them. That's what they want. And like I said, it's just like being at that healthy weight for you. What will you be happy at? Exactly what you said.
I want to focus on Nathan for a minute, and then I'm going to focus on Tammy too, because Tammy,
okay,
the comment that you said made me start thinking about image. And one thing, as a romance novelist, and I write romance, I write Christian romance, and in a lot of the steamy romance you see online, you see some chiseled guy, chiseled guy with his chest, and there's like, you know, you can like roll a car down his chest, and or he's flexing, or he's got tattoos, or whatever. Okay, and you know it's a book, obviously, because even in real life you wouldn't meet this person. Okay, I did meet one of the book cover models. His name is Michael Foster, and he's a very, you know, big book model for historicals, and he really is chiseled, and he really does have muscles, and he's 6'5", and he actually played Goliath in the Netflix movie, David and Goliath, A Battle of Faith. So I met him, right? But that's a rare occasion, okay? It's a rare occasion to meet the guy on the book cover, the guy in the magazine, the guy in there. And you talk about weight and how it affects your self-esteem, how it affects your vision of yourself. So for men, Tammy may mention that, you know, they want to tighten that belt buckle. Do you think images that we are seeing today affects men's self-image as much as women do? Because this is all, I'm sure this is some of the things that you talk about in your book as well, because you say, you know, it's not like you want to get to a size, you know, 32, I guess, for a guy, you know, 32, you know, waist or whatever. I really don't know. So, you know, tell us about that, Nathan. I hope my question makes sense.
Yes, it does. And I would say that men do look at those images, and they do have a self-conscious nature about it, even if they don't want to admit it. A lot of men are very private about what they think about, and it may not be anything that they say publicly. But I can tell you that when I was overweight, people would make fun of my weight, and I would laugh it off. But inside, I was hurting the whole time. A lot of men gain and lose weight in their belly. That's just the way God created us. And that's where I gained weight. And so it looked like I had a little punch ball in front, a little basketball. And someone said, well, Pastor Nathan, you just built a shelf to hold your books on.
And oh, my goodness.
So I just kind of laughed that off a little bit and thought, yeah, I sure did. But on the inside, I knew that that wasn't right, and it didn't match up with what I knew was a healthy image for a man. I have to tell you one funny story, if I may. I was visiting one of our shut-ins. At that time, she was 102 years old, and I was I know she was old, but spry and fit and alert, everything. And so she was skinny as a rail, very thin, always had been her entire life. And so I had been the pastor of that particular church twice, and I'd gained weight in between. I was gone for 4 years and gained weight in between. And I went to visit her, and she said, "Does your wife work outside the home?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "You know, if you do a little bit more work instead of just sit and talk, you'd lose some of that weight." And I said,
oh,
well,
my goodness.
Thank you, Miss Vinia. And she said, in fact, I've got a sidewalk out there that needs sweeping. I can show you how to do that so I can get you started working.
Oh, my goodness.
So she gave me a broom. She took me out to the sidewalk. She said, now you just go back and forth, and see how good that feels. I said, yes, ma'am. And so she noticed that I'd gained weight. Everybody else did too, but at 102, she felt the freedom to actually say it.
Yeah.
And so, so men do deal with this self-image, knowing that they're not what they're supposed to be. I never wanted to become an Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is a very muscular, and I never wanted to do that. I just wanted to be able to go throughout a day without being tired. I just do regular activities throughout the day without feeling sluggish, tired, worn down, and my unhealthy eating and my obesity was keeping me from doing that. So once I lost weight, I gained what I was looking for. And so now I go throughout the day. I don't have any more sluggish afternoons, and I feel good throughout the entire day, and it feels great.
I really appreciate you responding to my question, Nathan, because like you said, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I was using, you know, I'm in romance, so I was using the book cover model. They're the exception, or they're in a specific category. Like if you're an actor, if you're a bodybuilder, you're going to put yourself in that. But not every man wants to be that. And quiet as kept, not every woman wants to have a guy that looks like that. I remember some talk on Facebook one time. They were like, that's not realistic. You know, I want my husband just as he is. And that was beautiful to hear from a lot of the women there. And so when we get back from our break, I'm going to talk to Tammy about the other side of this equation, which often gets a lot more popularity about women's view of themselves as opposed to men, even though, like I'm glad Nathan said, men also have those same thoughts about their body image as well. You're still allowed, not allowed, you still call in at 646-668-8485, then press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag PJC Show, with your questions or comments. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Listen to Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotionals podcast. Organized by month, this devotional has a morning and evening meditation for every day of the year. Find us at anchor.fm/Russell-Sherrard. That's anchor.fm/Russell-Sherrard. Also on the Edify app, navigate to player.edifi.app, create an account or log in, search for Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotionals podcast, click on the link to listen, then subscribe so you don't miss a single episode.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. we ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
We're back, and you're listening to The Parker J. Cole Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Parker J. Cole Show on WPJC 104.5, talking to my good friends Nathan and Tammy Wisnett about their book, Imagine Not As Much. But before we delve into their book, I really want to get some context into body image, self-image. We got a really good look into their story, into their insights to why they started losing weight, and not just losing weight, but keeping the weight off, not because they were trying to look like cover girls or cover models off books like I was mentioning, just because they wanted to be able to not feel sluggish, to keep the weight off, and enjoy time with their grandchildren. There's so much more to the story, and I want to have Tammy come on now. And Tammy, you were listening to Nathan's response about how men also have their view of self-image and how it can affect them. Let's talk about the woman's side, because there has been more popularly publicized more than men, and there's been a rush of campaigns to make sure that women know you don't have to look like the cover model, you don't have to look like her. But I still think it's something that women struggle with. What is your thoughts about that?
I agree. I think that women do struggle with that. I do think, you know, that the scene is changing, like you said. Body image, they are trying harder to put it out there to focus really more on healthy and not just and not to bully, you know. I wasn't overweight as a child. It was like after I had children, so it's not something that I lived with all my life. But you are treated differently when you're morbidly obese than when you're more of a normal size. I know how that is, and I know how it is to not be treated that way, even in a more enlightened area, time that we live in now. But women do struggle with that, and they might it can get overwhelming when you feel like you have a lot of weight to lose, like 60 pounds or more, 100 pounds or even more than that. It's so overwhelming. For me, it was like because I had 60 pounds to lose, it was like I can't lose 60 pounds. And when I get overwhelmed, it kind of stops me. I can't seem to move. I had to really power through to get through. And I found that if I would break that down into smaller goals, okay, I'm not going to focus on losing 60 pounds. I'm going to focus on losing 20 pounds. My goal for the next 13 weeks is to lose 20 pounds. And then just to reach that goal. And then at the end of that, then you go, oh, I only have 40 more pounds to go. And it's like, oh, that's overwhelming again. But then you think, well, I've lost 20 pounds. I can lose another 20 pounds. And then you work on that 20 pounds. And then you've lost 40 pounds. And then you go, I have 20 more to go. Oh, I've done that twice. And then it just makes it easier every time. So that's one way to handle when you have a lot of weight to lose. And again, try to be real reasonable. We talk about the BMI chart, and to maybe your goal right now isn't to be into the healthy part. Maybe it's just to change the color. You know, maybe you're off the chart and you just want to get on the chart. And that's the goal. Yeah, I mean, we know of people who've been off the chart and who are working to be on the chart. I mean, you know, and that's a good goal. I mean, once you get started, that's all you need to do is just to get started. And once, you know, when you've lost a lot of weight, our son-in-law has lost almost 100 pounds, and that's a lot of weight. 100 pounds is a lot of weight. I mean, he's working really hard at that, and, you know, and he still has some way to go, but he's on his way, and so we're just super, super proud of him.
One thing I want to talk about, too, is that your book, unlike a lot of different books out there, there is a spiritual element included with this book. And for, as this show is all for Christian authors and for our Christian listeners out there, or even those who aren't, the thing is that we don't do this thing by ourselves. We do tend to have a bigger purpose in mind. And for some people, not everyone may feel the same way about this, but I think it's important for you to touch about why the spiritual element is added to that. Because as I was looking at my show description, I have nutritional, physical, motivational, right? For me, most people would stop there. But it was important for you to include this spiritual element in there. Why is that?
I'm very glad you asked that question. I'm so glad you asked. The spiritual aspect is what really motivated me more than anything else. As I said, I was a pastor for a while. Now I serve pastors, but I read an article or book by Steve Reynolds, Bod for God, and he quotes an article by Ken Ferraro on obesity in America. And the number one obese people group in America are Christians. And he said the main reason is people are obese in the pews because they look up and their pastor is obese behind the pulpit. And that hit me behind the eyeballs. That's absolutely right. So I need to set the example. And I had to come to grips with the truth that if I did not change my ways, I would shorten my ministry, either with incapacity or with death, quite honestly. And so
I hear you there.
That convicted me, and that motivated me. So when we wrote the book, we wanted to make sure that that was an aspect of it. So we included the first 13 weeks of a daily devotional in there. And so each week has a memory verse of the 13 weeks. Each week has a memory verse, and then the devotional keys off of that memory verse. And we talk about nutritional fitness, physical fitness, motivational fitness, spiritual fitness, the benefits of water, the benefits of effective time management, the benefits of friends. And we key off on that one verse the entire week and really helping to let people see that if they see this as a way to honor God for Christians, you see this as a way to honor God, that God, I will honor you with what I eat today. I will honor you with what I do today. I will not do anything that will embarrass you today. I will honor you with my body. And just getting that in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, that this day belongs to God. And everything that I do, whatever I do, whether I eat or drink or whatever I do, I would do it for your glory. And so we felt that was extremely important.
You know, I'm going to come at you. Go ahead, Nancy. Tammy, sorry. I said Nancy, because me and Nathan right here. Go ahead, Tammy.
The spiritual aspect of it, too, was one thing that we feel like sets us apart from all other weight loss programs out there. And we talk about, in 1 Peter, he says, cast all your cares upon God. And that even includes weight loss. And God wants us to be healthy. Our body is a temple. And he wants us to be healthy. And he's given everything we have all these resources that keep us healthy. And so we just wanted to bring that aspect out. And unfortunately, I mean, you can go to church every Sunday but not read your Bible on a daily basis. And so we also wanted to just, if we're going to encourage people to lose weight and live healthier lifestyle, let's also live a better spiritual life, and let's also get some better spiritual habits. In reading the Bible every day, and yet at the same time using that as motivation. So it all kind of went together, the motivation and the spiritual part of it. And our dog, our little dog snores sometimes. So if you hear a little noise, that's our dog snoring.
That is hysterical. I heard that and I didn't know what to think. And so I said, it's okay though. It's not the first time animals have been heard on the show. It's not the first time.
Oh.
You're in good company.
He's all of like 5 pounds and he sleeps and he doesn't care that we're talking on the
radio.
Of course not. I said on my Facebook more than once, I have a duo here. My husband snores like a train and my dog snores like a man. So I totally understand that. No big deal at all. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't the only one hearing it. Like, I hope I'm not the only
right.
one hearing it. So,
I got real tickled when Nathan was talking. So it's our dog.
No, you're fine. So but next, I'm going to come at from left field here for 2 seconds. And the reason why is because, as you were talking about, you can't do these things for God by being unhealthy. And I want to make sure we clarify something, because it's not that being a big person is, how do I say this? Like, we're not all trying to be size six. If you want to be size six,
right,
you know, power to you.
Right.
But it's being healthy in the skin that we're in, kind of, okay?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I'm about to come from left field really fast, so bear with me here because my mind goes that way. I was thinking of the movie Seven. And in the movie Seven with Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt, the killer, you know, makes this woman get real fat and eats, whatever, right? And so he's like, that's the seven deadly sins of gluttony. But I have always been of the opinion, and I'm pretty sure scripture backs up, gluttony was not about being overweight. It was about having that appetite that is unchecked. And I'm not talking about appetite for food. I'm talking about appetite for anything, just gluttonous, just
right.
feeding it. And I want you to have you clarify that, particularly you, Nathan, as you're a pastor, and Tammy, as you both, you know, serve in ministry together. So I would love to get your thoughts about that, because some people see gluttony as being overweight only, as not an attitude of gluttony. So I probably mutilated that just now, but go ahead and bring it all together for me.
Gluttony is used to refer to more than just overeating. It is anything that you indulge in. Gluttony is serving yourself at the expense of everything else. And so with food, it's satisfying what you want to eat at the expense of the health of your body. So you can use that for anything that you indulge in. So we do talk about the sin of gluttony, and quite honestly, I did not take that very seriously. For one thing, I love to eat, and I love to eat a lot. And I was not willing to see that as a way of dishonoring God. We have a mechanism in our body that tells us when we have had enough. I call it my happy place. It's somewhere between hungry and full, when we're no longer hungry, but yet we're not full. And we all know where that is in our own body. For instance, I can remember years ago when I didn't care about my weight that I would eat a whole lot of food and there was still dessert to come, and I would say, okay, I'm going to take a few deep breaths, I'm going to wait just a few moments, and then I'm going to dive into it, and I'll be okay. And then I would be miserable for several hours. And our bodies will tell us when we're done. We have a natural response that is a sigh, S-I-G-H. Whenever we sigh, we're done. And a lot of people don't recognize that or realize that, but they just don't pay attention to that. They just keep right on going. And so if you learn to listen to your body, you'll learn to eat what you need to be healthy. And just as indulging in too much food is unhealthy, indulging in anything that damages your body is unhealthy as well. So we're not talking about getting super thin, or we're not even talking about being obese is against God.
Right.
Well, what we are saying is that if we see this as a way to honor God, we will take it more seriously. And it's just doing the very best we can with what we know to do. So in our book, we don't have a prescription. We give information So you can customize your weight loss program. We let you know what information is there, so you can devise something that works for you, works for your lifestyle, works for your palate, works for your time. And so we just give information so that you are able to develop a plan that works for you. For instance, my wife and I, we have two different plans. The only meal we have that's the same is the dinner meal, and that sometimes is not always exactly the same. We're on different eating plan, different exercise plan, but we found something that works for us, one that works for me and one that works for Tammy.
Tammy, would you like to add to what Nathan said, or do you think he covered it all there for you?
Well, I think that what he said about serving the Lord, I think that my dog, I'm sorry, I just got tickled at him, that you can serve the Lord at any size. And what we just want people to do is to feel better. And once you eat healthier, you are going to feel better. And the healthier you feel, the more energy you're going to have. And the more energy you're going to have, the better you can serve the Lord. And truthfully and honestly, part of the reason when I was started losing weight, I was feeling like that my weight was a hindrance to my witness. What was my weight saying about my witness? And that was something that played into my weight loss. And because it's something that people see right away, you know, and they do make immediate judgments on that. And they might, and that doesn't mean that their judgment is automatically correct, that all you do is sit around eating bonbons and ice cream. You may very well eat very healthy, but you just it just doesn't come off like it does for other people. It's your metabolism and everything, and that's very valid. But we certainly don't want people to think that you have to be a size 6 to serve the Lord, because that's the furthest thing from the truth. We just want to help people to be at a healthier weight, to feel better about themselves, and then to serve the Lord in many different ways. Like you said, I mean, you know, a romance writer, that's a Christian romance writer. You know, that's needed. You know, I never thought 8 years ago that I would be helping people to lose weight, that we would have written a book and that would be something that we talk about all the time, about losing weight and eating healthy. Had you told me that 8 years ago, 9 years ago, I wouldn't have believed that. It would be like, no, that's not what God has in store for me. But it was.
And that's the amazing thing about how he orchestrates our lives according to his will, through our triumphs, yes, and our low points, through our difficulties,
yes,
and our successes.
Yes.
And
yes,
I can just tell for some people out there that there's a lot more to the story too. So what we're going to do is take a quick break, and we look like we have a caller who wants to join into the conversation. So we're going to get that caller's information in a moment. So on the other side of the break, we're going to answer that caller's question or comment. And if you want to weigh in, you can. All you have to do is call in at 646-668-8485, then press 1 to be live on air. Hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag TJC Show, with your questions or comment. We'll be right back after these messages.
We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Have you read the latest issue of SOARMAG Digital, the award-winning literary magazine for multicultural readers and writers? SOARMAG Digital is available quarterly and showcases interviews with the best authors in multicultural literature. SOARMAG Digital features craft and business articles for those interested in writing. If you're looking for a good book, check out our book reviews on what's hot in multicultural literature. For writers looking for new readers to get in front of, SOARMAG Digital is the perfect place to introduce your book. We offer advertising spaces that fit your promotional budget. Get your free subscription on SOARMAG.com or or order a print issue on magcloud.com. If you would like more information about SOARMAG Digital, check us out on SOARMAG.com or contact us at SOARMAG@yahoo.com. SOARMAG Digital is the magazine for multicultural readers and writers.
Authors, are you looking for a new way to get your book in the hands of new audience of targeted buyers? Then a virtual book tour is for you. Right now, virtual book tours is an excellent opportunity for you to introduce your book and who you are as an author. Launching your book is very important. A virtual book tour will connect you with readers. We at WNL, we specialize in book tours, book blasts, radio tours, cover reveals, and Facebook chat. Promoting and marketing your book is what we do. Online publicity, the exposure and the publicity is what you need. Let us help you reach new readers and a new audience. We take care of everything so you don't have to. We set up the tour for you. We connect you with bloggers to advertise your book by way of interviews, guest posts, and reviews. If you are an author of a newly published book, have an upcoming release, or just want to give a previously published book new life, a virtual book tour is your answer. Check our tours out at www.wnlbooktours.com. Visit me on Facebook. I am the owner, Paulette Harper.
We're back, and you're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Parker J. Cole Show on WPJC 104.5. I have been having the greatest time talking to my guest co-host and contributor today, Nathan and Tammy Wisnett. They are the author of the book, Imagine Not As Much. It deals with finding a 13-week program of finding better spiritual and physical health. It's available to your Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. I've been really encouraged by their story that they shared with us. I've enjoyed listening to what the book details and the many different things that it has. One thing that Nathan and Tammy mentioned was that it does have the ability to customize your plan, wherever that plan is. And so Nathan and Tammy, once again, thanks for being with us today. And we're going to bring our caller on. We have Donna calling from Evansville. Donna, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
It's hi, so Donna. Good that you called in. Go hi. Ahead and say hi to Tammy and Nathan.
Thank you. Hi, Tammy. Hi, Nathan.
Hi, Donna.
I just wanted to call in and say that you two have really been an inspiration to me. It's not just the weight loss, it's the maintaining the weight loss. And Nathan said something a few years ago that kind of had been in my mind and really kind of helped set me on my journey about a year and a half ago. And by the way, I've lost 80 pounds. I still have some more to go.
Congratulations, Donna.
Thank you. But I remember Nathan talking about bending over to tie his shoes was difficult and made him out of breath. And mm-hmm. that was really something that stuck with me because being overweight most of my life, I really honestly didn't notice how that was affecting me. But when he told me that, I thought, oh my gosh, that's the hardest thing I deal with. So it is so much easier to put on my shoes now.
Yes. Hey, good for you. Well, I'm so glad to hear that, Donna.
Thank
and
you.
You look fabulous.
Oh, thank you, dear. So do you guys, and I appreciate your journey with this and your inspiration.
Thank you, Donna.
Donna, thank you so much for just calling in and letting Tammy and Nathan know, and to our listeners know, hey, we've all been there, and we all know when you lose weight, those small triumphs are just that much more exciting because you didn't realize you had a problem until the problem went away. So those are good things to hear with our listeners out there. So, Donna, did you have anything else you want to say to Nathan or Tammy?
That's all. Just love you guys.
Love you too, Donna.
Thank you.
And Nathan and Tammy, that was just so wonderful to hear from someone who completely supports you and just wanted to let you know just how much has been an impact. It was going to be my next question as we get close to the end of our show here. How have people who have followed this guide and been blessed by the information here, how have they responded to you? How have they been able to track? I mean, what has it done for them? What kind of response have you received?
Well, if you had another hour, we would spend some time talking about that. But we can just give you a few. One person came to us, and he was diabetic. His doctor had already started him on some medicine. His A1C was 9.5. And so he started taking, because we teach classes, so he started taking the class. He read the book, started losing weight, and he's off his medicine now, and his A1C is 5.9. So he said, you know, my life has radically changed. I was heading in the direction of being insulin dependent, and now I am free from insulin and feeling great. He said he has not lost as much weight as he wanted to, but his A1C has gone down, his cholesterol has gone down, his blood pressure has gone down, so all the numbers are looking good for him. We had two couples that were taking our class. They had the same medical doctor, and she asked them, how are you losing weight? And we tell them, if somebody asks you, let them know. Say, I read a book called Imagine Not As Much, or went to a class. And so a few weeks later, this couple walks into our class and has a prescription in hand from her doctor. And she said, my doctor said we need to lose weight, and she recommended you guys. And so we had never met them before. Sweet, sweet couple. And they started coming to our church. She got saved and baptized, and he joined our church through transfer of a letter. And just a delightful couple. He started noticing his belt getting bigger, and he loved that. Before she started really noticing any changes, he started noticing his belly was getting smaller. And so he kind of rubbed that in her face a little bit, which she didn't like too much. But we also talk about that some in our book on there is a difference between men losing weight and women losing weight. As we said, my son-in-law has lost 100 pounds. His wife, our daughter, has lost 50 pounds. She started in July. He started in August. And we told her, don't compare your weight loss with his. If men and women lose weight differently, just compare yourself to how you feel now and the progress that you're making. So I would encourage that as well. Don't compare yourself with others. Compare yourself with how you feel now than when you did when you first started. Another person said he had trouble with high cholesterol. That is now under control. Another person had trouble with high blood pressure. That is now under control. Another person said their goal was to get off of medicine, and they've gotten off of two or three medicines now to take care of their health. And so the responses have been tremendous. Just the class we just now taught, one person said he had trouble with Charlie horses and his calves. He no longer has that. One person lost 21 pounds in 13 weeks, and so she feels a lot better. And so the thing that we are hearing the most is, I feel so much better. I never realized how bad I felt until I started eating healthy and exercising. And I wish I would have done this years ago. And so, plus, just at our church that I pastored, we had 15 people join our church through Imagine Not As Much, 8 through a decision for Christ and getting baptized, and 7 through transfer of letter. Because we present the gospel, we give people an opportunity to respond and to make a commitment to follow Christ.
Yeah, and that's another really exciting aspect of the book, is that that you can get that deeper relationship with the Lord. And if you don't have that personal relationship with the Lord, there we talk specifically on how to do that and give you guidelines on that. The Roman road, and that's really exciting. When we to me, not only have we helped people lose, I think, over 3,000 pounds at this point, but there's also people who've come to know the Lord, and that is truly exciting. That's what we felt very strongly about keeping in the book, was keeping that message in there to people, because you know, a non-believer is not going to pick up a 13-week devotion on losing weight, but they might pick up a book that happens to have a devotion in there that just is going to lead to, when they see better spiritual and physical health, they may, when they're thinking spiritual health, they may not be thinking about Jesus. They might just be thinking how their spirit needs to be uplifted, and then they're going to hear the good news about Jesus Christ. And we felt very strongly about keeping that in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they wanted to remove it.
Okay. Parker?
Hi, can you hear
still
me?
There?
Oh, yes, now we can. Sorry.
Oh, there you go. No problem. I was just saying, I'm glad that you mentioned about people coming into the fold, because you can be a healthy sinner or
right.
a not unhealthy saint. You know what I mean? If that's really
right.
The bigger picture is coming to Christ, but He gives us the tools that we need for us to perform our purpose here while we're here. And so I'm really glad to hear that. And people who are listening, I hope you take encouragement from that. And we are at the top of the hour, Nathan and Tammy. It goes by so quickly, and I really enjoyed our conversation. And if people want to get in contact with you or know more about your program, if churches want to come out or if churches want to have you, hopefully when all these restrictions are up and gone or some new normal takes its place, how can they get a hold of you?
They can contact us on our website or also our email. Our email is nathanandtammyw@gmail.com. Our website is nathanandtammyw.com. And they can contact us either one of those two ways. We'd love to speak with them. We're starting a class in February at a church, and part of it's going to be Zoom. There's some people that want to take the class but are hesitant to be around folks. And so if anyone wants to take this with Zoom, they can send me their email address, and I'll send you the Zoom invite. That way they can be a part of it as well.
All righty then. So what I want you to do in the last moments we have left, Tammy, I would love for you to just end this with a prayer for us, because we want to pray for those of us who are struggling with weight loss and struggling with self-image too, and most important, pray for the salvation of souls. So go ahead and pray for us. I'm going to mute myself and pray as long as the Lord leads you. There's no time limit on that.
Okay, thank you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day and for all of your blessings, and just, Lord, you have given us everything that we need. Maybe not everything that we want, but definitely everything that we need. And we just praise you for that, Lord. And Lord, some of us are thinking today that, yes, I need to lose weight. Yes, I've thought about this since the end of last year, and I haven't done anything about it, or I started and I stopped. And Lord, help me to focus on you, Lord, and to start eating healthier and just take it one day at a time, Lord. Thank you for being there for us and for caring enough about me and my health. And Lord, and may I every day focus on trying to get healthier for you, Lord. And Lord, maybe I don't know what it means to have that personal relationship with you, Lord. What does that mean? What does that mean to have that personal relationship? And Lord, I just ask right now that Holy Spirit will go out and touch those people. And Lord, just let them say this prayer with me. Lord, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that I've wronged you. I know that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. I ask him into my heart and to be Lord of my life. I ask this in your son's name. And Lord, if someone has prayed that prayer, let us know, let Parker know. We just ask that you help us to not only lose weight, but to feel healthier and to get closer to you. We ask this in your precious son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Tammy, for that prayer. Thank you, Nathan, and both of you for being with me on the show today. Really appreciate the insights that you have. Can't wait to have you back and have you back real soon.
Oh, thanks, Parker. We look forward to it.
And we were talking today to Nathan and Tammy Wisnett. They are the authors of the book Imagine Not As Much. If you're looking to find out how to lose weight and keep weight, this is the book for you. But it's not just a weight loss book. It's a spiritual growth book about how to deepen your relationship with Christ, or if you don't have one, to have a relationship with Christ. So it has a double whammy with this book. So make sure you go ahead and pick up your copy of Imagine Not As Much today on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. I want to go over something that both Nathan and Tammy said. It's not that you have to be a size 6. It's not that you have to be chiseled to have muscles over muscles, crowding other muscles out so you can walk down the street looking like a barn or something. It's not that. It's just being healthy. It's just being healthy so you can do what God needs you to do here on this earth. This doesn't mean that you're going to be the cover model or the actor that I mentioned earlier. You're just going to be yourself. And that's the best part to be, especially when you are in God's will. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of the Parker J. Cole Show. You have a wonderful, absolutely glorious blessed day, and God bless.